www.thebeatsonline.com.
Sadly, violence is the name of the game in the Mideast. It is like Pandora's box has been ripped open wide. Hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're all doing well in your nooks and crannies across this great country. When you see what's happening elsewhere, boy, doesn't it make you feel proud to be an American? And as much as we are filled with you-know-what vinegar because we're furious about some of the things that are happening in the United States, we still have it much better off, my friends, than those who are half a world away. Sadly, our ambassador couldn't get away, Ambassador Stevens, when it came to that planned, coordinated attack at our consulate in Benghazi with the lack of security, a little cuts here and there, and look what ultimately happens. And there were three others that were also involved in this, and some details are starting to come out about former Navy SEALs that were also, or at least one for sure, that was part of, was one of the victims in the attack. And, you know, it's their family. You got to feel for their families because we lost four total. And the two SEALs were guys who had been decorated beyond belief. 41-year-old Tyrone Woods and 42-year-old Glenn Doherty, that's both of their names, military veterans. The embassies were set up in places like Benghazi, knowing that this is often the site of the worst hell, but being there and having the presence there and trying to make the transition was really key. So you had Woods, who was a Navy SEAL for two decades. Think about it. Think of what a Navy SEAL does. He was a Navy SEAL for two decades. He served a whole bunch of tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He also was a paramedic, and he had all the right tools to be in the position that he was in. He was posted in some of the worst places all over the globe since 2010. And what's interesting is the other side to him when he wasn't doing this is he was a California guy who owned a local bar called the Salty Frog Bar and then, you know, had just recently sold it. And, of course, he's got sons, got three sons, and one who's only a few months old, so that's awful. And then you had the other SEAL, Doherty, who I mentioned. And from what we can glean about him is he was in the SEAL since the mid-90s. And he was trained as a sniper. He responded to the attack on the USS Cole. Remember that? That was one of his big missions. He did two tours. He was part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And he retired from the SEALs in 2005. So he was doing private security contracting. But see, the same thing, he also had another side. He was a whitewater river rafting guide and a ski instructor at some point in his life. He loved to do that. So at least it humanizes because, you know, we keep talking about the ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. And then there was Sean Smith, who was the management officer in that group, and he also was killed. So they knew they were there, and this was planned and had to be inside knowledge. So the question becomes when we see these angry mobs and we see this planned attack in Libya and the storm that's coming, embassies in Yemen also, problems in Iraq, problems in Iran. There's chaos brewing in lots of different places, not just the obvious ones like Tunisia, also in Egypt. When we see all of this and we think of where we are in the U.S. with our own woes, let's say our economic woes, there's a slew of other things, but we'll keep it to the column of we're really screwed in the money department. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, right? Should we be giving dough to places like Libya? Should we just temporarily suspend it? Should we do that? You know, that's why I saw a sign today. There was a Libyan who was holding up a sign. He saw these angry mobs and stuff. But there was somebody holding a sign saying, "We're sorry, America. We're sorry, USA." Because they know. Ooh, who's got our back? Who's got our back? Our brothers in America. That's who has our back. Do we want to lose that? No. So the question becomes to you, the taxpayer. You have to make the decision. Let's say you get to make that decision and you have a vote. Would you say, "No, let's suspend it?" Or is that too much of an overreach, too much of an overreaction, because it's not about the government. It's about some fringe nutballs, some Al-Qaeda operatives trying to make a point connected, I think, to 9/11. Because they planned this, the way this was coordinated, in looking at the pieces, this was absolutely two different prongs in the attack. And then Egypt had nothing to do with it. That was more, supposedly, about the anti-Islamic movie, the ripping the prophet. It was more about that. This was completely different, but it could be a good ruse if you looked at it that way. So what they were doing was, there was a raid on a secret safe house, supposedly. And then they hit the consulate. So they timed them out, and the attacks were supposedly happening to mark right then on the 9/11 anniversary. And you had civilians who were protesting the film, and that was the cover. Because it would be easy to get in. The bigger the group you get it, it's a ruse. It's easy to be able to do that. So the good news is, you know, they got to stop at no expense now, at least in this department, of going after these guys legally. And they've made some arrests. Four people are in custody. They're interrogating them because they might have been the insiders who are suspected of helping instigate the attack, but they're still looking at all kinds of evidence. So the president spoke again today about this and talked about bringing these people to justice.
"We are going to bring those who killed our fellow Americans to justice."
There you go. Yeah, it needs to happen. We want to know how the attack was laid out. I think the families of all of the people that were killed deserve to know that, to be able to know what happened here. They timed that wave on the safe house just when U.S. security forces and the Libyans were arriving to evacuate the staff, so they knew it. And remember, this is the thing. You had these Americans that were wounded and killed, but also, in all, 30 Libyans and Americans, because this was a flat-out war. It was like a mini-war. Had to be a planned attack. Had to be. And really, it couldn't have been the protest over the film. It was too well planned. Too well planned. So would you ditch the aid to Libya or say, "Nah, that's an overreach. Let's not do that. Let's just wait and let's hope that the Libyan government helps and we push and we find out all the details in the attack." Coming up next, we're going to talk more about that here on America Tonight.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
As I said, we're going to continue a couple of things about the violent reactions in the Middle East. And your reaction, you know, we hold the purse strings, power to the people. It's not just some demagoguery in Washington that they're off there and they're tallying the votes and putting the Band-Aids on more economic disasters to come. There is a pot of money connected to what we do on foreign soil, and we are pumping in a ton of dollars to Libya, to Egypt, to all of those hot spots where they're burning our flag, ripping it to shreds, putting up a black Muslim flag in its place on our embassy in Egypt, and of course blowing up the one in Benghazi. You can say, well, wait a second. You know, it's fringe people, and we get that. Yes, there are fringe nutballs who are doing it, but how many of the fringe people represent what the people in Libya think? That's what I really want to know. I know that there are plenty of people that welcomed our help that were being slaughtered in the streets by the Gaddafi regime. If you remember how heated that got, almost a year, it was ridiculous. So they wanted our help. They got our help. They got our help in the sense of certainly some bombs, and the UN was part of that. Some of our allies were part of that in a roundabout way. And diplomatically, there's been a big push there, and of course, financially, there has been. But do we want to keep putting money into places where the culture, the clashes with the religion are just not able to be penetrated? Is it naive thinking on our part that we can pierce this bubble? Or no, you got to keep trying. Because you can't give up. You got to keep trying. Think of the people. And I do, and I think of other places in the world where people are suffering at the hands of some really awful people and part of other wicked regimes who are torturing them and doing other things. Like, think of places in Africa, think of the Sudan and all that sort of stuff. So there's a reason. Why do we have interest? Well, you think oil. Israel, our ties to Israel, because they're trapped, obviously, right there in the middle of that hornet's nest, or what did I call it in the beginning? The Pandora's box that has been ripped wide open. And the interesting thing is, this whole thing about the film, it's the film. And what I find really strange is what we know about the guy who put this film together with the crappy images and dubbed over voices, who I think was trying to ignite something. In this case, he was. You know, before it's like, okay, can we defend art? I get it. But is this guy a screaming maniac himself and he's just trying to, he knew it. Throw, you know, one part profit in, do something nasty with the profit, and boom, you've got serious problems when the wrong people look at it. Well, what kind of a statement was he trying to make? People can't even find the guy. And supposedly, he's an Egyptian-born ex-con. So some ex-con is responsible for this flick. Living in Los Angeles, the film is called Innocence of Muslims, and it sparks these riots and could have led to some people being hurt. Because I still don't think that was the Libya thing, but other people being hurt. And he's on probation. He's on probation after being convicted of financial crimes. That figures, doesn't it? Sentenced to jail on drug charges in the late 90s. And the federal charges in L.A. in 2010. So this shows you. He was barred from using any online service at any location unless the probation officer said he could use it. So he's like crazy man gone wild. They won't let me use the internet. I'm going to figure out a way to do this. 55 years old. And he's living in L.A. Yeah. I say there's more to this story. I mean, clearly, what was he trying to do here? Yeah, I guess you can't really. He was being inflammatory, you know, the content, obviously, but it's not about that. And they can't really investigate the film. But was he purposely doing this, or is this broader? Is he somehow connected into, if you know, we're playing amateur sleuth here, is he somehow connected into the deaths of the ambassador and the three other Americans that I mentioned? With this crude, thrown together, half-assed, if you will, anti-Islam video that it has definitely been blamed for what's happened in Cairo, and sure, people are saying Libya, but I don't think so. It doesn't matter. This is being pumped out all over the place, and this is what everybody's pointing to. And it was translated into Arabic, and it portrays Muhammad, the most important prophet in Islam, as a womanizer, a homosexual, and a child abuser. That's the kind of stuff that they're showing. So this has been shown, just so you know, the clip has been shown over and over again on Egyptian television in the last couple of weeks. Not just the other day, in the last couple of weeks. And there have been problems in several cities because of that. So Libya might have been a sign of the anniversary of September 11th, but definitely the film was, I think, is tied to what happened in Egypt. But think about whether or not we should fund places like Libya, where we should write the check and fund them because Israel's there, because, okay, strategically, if you think of oil, yes, most of our oil we get from Canada, and there are other sources, but we still get some of it from the Middle East, and certainly our allies do. So we don't want to have them get cut off or have problems because we decide to play tough. And tough darts is the name of the game. Oh, you want your money? Tough darts. Stop burning our flags. Stop writing graffiti all over our embassies. Stop killing, more importantly, our ambassadors and various consulate people who are just there to help you. They're trying to help you help yourself. And this is what they get in return. Mm. We're going to talk more about that with a guest, a great guest, coming up in just a few minutes here. Ivan Eland, who knows very much about the Middle East. This is his, we'll call it, this is his game, and understands the policies and what's happened in the past and why this has now been such an inflammatory situation. And then talking about whether or not Mitt Romney or the Republicans' reaction was out of line, particularly when it first happened, and ultimately, where is this all headed? Will the dust clear? Will this become a better situation, more tolerable, let's say, that situation? So he's Egyptian-born, ex-con, and he's nowhere to be found, pretty much. Nowhere to be found. Also coming up at the tail end of the hour, a lot of you had thoughts on Libyan funding it and some other odds and ends that have been going on, like the House passing the Band-Aid from one person to the next so they could put it over the funding plan. You had some reaction to that as well. And we're heading into another weekend, which means, yeah, movies. And if you hang around for our last hour of America Tonight, you'll hear our cheap movie review. And this is a good time to remind you, if you cannot hang around for the last hour and you're into it and you're listening to the show and you're thinking, oh, I've been listening, you can always download the show at gcnlive.com. If you go there, all the hours are posted. So you could easily do it, plop it on your iPod and listen to it that way, or do whatever you do when you listen back to shows in case you missed it. In case you missed it, just make a mental note and you'll be able to go back and check it out. All right, stay with us. That conversation about how much deeper it really goes in the Middle East than what just has happened.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
All right, the latest on now what's happened in the Middle East and, of course, in the wake of the Libya attack and what's going on in Cairo is this. I just got off the phone with someone a few minutes ago, and days after the violence and the ambassador being killed in that attack in Benghazi and all of the furor and whatnot, there's massive concern over what's happening and how this could intensify over the next couple of days. So now the U.S. is warning everybody abroad, Americans, to be careful as these protests are spreading like a virus. Joining us now here on America Tonight from the Independent Institute is Ivan Elan. Thank you so much for coming on, Ivan. We appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, first of all, your reaction to how this has played out initially, the attack on the post in Benghazi, and what you think the administration did or didn't do well in reaction to what happened to the ambassador and three others who were killed.
Well, I think, the administration has handled this appropriately in reacting. I don't think they apologize. I think that was a Republican misstep there because, obviously they put out that press release before the attack even occurred. And after that, I think even a lot of Republicans are circling the wagons with Obama on this. So anytime an ambassador gets killed, it's a really bad thing for the country. And it is a violation of our sovereignty. But I think we have to go a little deeper and say, why is this happening? Why are they so eager to attack the United States? And one of the reasons is we've intervened in a lot of countries around the Arabic world, and certainly we've intervened in Egypt and Yemen, two of the countries a lot, and of course we just got through overthrowing Gaddafi. And I think when you do overthrow dictators or they go by the way of their own people you know, throwing them away. But the U.S. has supported these dictators for a long time. You just can't expect people to, you know, agree with the United States, since the United States has been on the other side for a long time. So I think that's what you're seeing. You're seeing blowback from some of the policies of the U.S. supporting some of these people. And even in the case of Libya, where we helped the people overthrow Gaddafi, there are a lot of elements in there that are Islamist, and a lot of people from Al-Qaeda come from eastern Libya, and of course that's where the original rebellion started. So I think, you know, we've got to be a little more careful in the Middle East, because these things happen and we're outraged, and we should be outraged, but I think we need to ask ourselves, is this blowback from our policy of supporting some of these regimes that we really don't have to support?
Yeah, and speaking of that, and regimes, and the big changes that are ahead, from what you know, and obviously you're well versed on this, but looking at the Muslim Brotherhood, which the Muslim Brotherhood has a leg up in many of these areas where there now has been the dictators, I'll call them the so-called dictators, getting booted out. But what a lot of people that listen to America Tonight want to know, Ivan, is what the Muslim Brotherhood, what could you tell us, what kind of light could you shed on the Muslim Brotherhood as they try to portray themselves as peaceful people? I hear reports of the opposite.
Well, they're the oldest group in the Middle East, the oldest Islamist group, and all the other ones sort of, at least the Sunni ones, flow out of this group. And then in Egypt, they've become more mainstream, even in opposition. Now you see a ruler from the Muslim Brotherhood, and he hasn't been all that cooperative in this situation with the United States. He kind of grudgingly gave his disapproval to the rioters and that sort of thing. And the U.S. was prompting him to do more. But I think, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood has led to Hamas and some of these other groups are affiliated with that. You can even say Al-Qaeda. It comes from that same strain, but in the extreme form. But I think what we really need to ask ourselves is why does Islam, radical Islam, get so many adherents? And I think one of the reasons is, for years, in many of these countries, virtually all these countries, had autocratic governments, and the only dissent that was allowed was at the mosque. And so Islam has developed this political suit of armor that, and it's held in high esteem simply because it was the only alternative to dictators. And it's predictable that when the Arabic world started democratizing, you're going to see some of these regimes become Islamist, because that's why you need to tread very softly when you're overthrowing people or acquiescing in them overthrowing, because you don't know what you're going to get. And you know, the story isn't over in Libya, and it's not over in Egypt, and it's not over in Yemen. All those countries are still going. And if you remember, revolutions kind of happen in waves, and the person that starts out on top may not end up on top. So in Egypt, you could have even more radical Islamists. There's another party that's even more radical than the Muslim Brotherhood. So you could end up having them take power. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but revolutions, sometimes the power changes hands from those who initially take power. So we're not there yet. We don't know what's going to happen in Libya or Egypt or Yemen or any of these countries, or Syria for that matter. And perhaps Bahrain as well, although that's been that revolution has been suppressed for the moment. But we just don't know where these things are going to end up. And when you just willy-nilly pop the dictatorships off, these countries, a lot of them are tribal, like Libya, or they're sectarian, like Syria. You know, they have all these internal divisions, and the strong man is holding that together. When you pop it off for some reason or another, either by U.S. Helping to overthrow the dictatorship, as in Libya or Syria, that where the people rise up, or Egypt, the same, you don't know what you're going to get. And so, you know, a lot of these places, such Egypt is, of course, the most important country of them all, and we spent years supporting dictators, Sadat, Nasser, well, not so much Nasser, but Sadat, Mubarak, etc. And so you know, that the Egyptian people are, they still think of the United States as the supporters of the dictators. And we did end up supporting the revolution grudgingly, but people can tell that it's sort of grudgingly. And then they also can think that it's in the Arab world, they think the United States, in their view, is very opportunistic and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Is this some of the worst anti, of all the things you just described, which was great laying it out and what the future holds, and geez, it could be worse, and, you know, we don't know, there's another group that would actually be perhaps worse than the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical side of that anyway. Is this the worst anti-American attitude that you've seen coming out of the Middle East?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, we had the Iranian Revolution in the late 70s, which was not pleasant, where the U.S. had supported the Shah and got on the wrong side of that one. And there have been other instances in the past where dictators have been overthrown. But I think this is probably the region is in the most turmoil, because you've seen Libya, you've seen Egypt, Yemen, Tunisia, Syria, and Bahrain. All those countries are having revolutions at the same time. So, yes, I think there's more tumult in the region than we've ever seen, and we don't really know what's going to happen. And, of course, that affects our ally Israel, and they don't know what's going to happen either. So I think there's a lot of tension in the Arab office of the State Department, you know, the Middle East regional office there. So it's just very unpredictable, and we don't know. Each country is very different, and the circumstances are different. But the people are restless, and they've been under autocracy, but we don't know if they're ready for democracy or whether we're going to have more autocratic governments, just in a different form, perhaps Islamist forms, which wouldn't be very friendly to the U.S. normally.
Yeah. The other thing, the other part of this was the film, the Prophet Muhammad, the way he was portrayed in that 14-minute internet film. And there's a lot of argument over, listen, just stop that. That's anti-Islamic. That fuels the flames. It fans it. Every time we have some of this kind of stuff happen, we look what happened with the Danish cartoonist, and he's got a panic room in his house, for goodness sake, and guards and that kind of stuff. I mean, this is nothing to fool with, is it?
No, and I think there's no excuse for that. Even if you have a movie or a film that is that nasty and making fun of Muhammad and whatever, that's off base. But so is the violence. People have to accept that they may be insulted in life without rampaging and killing people and that sort of thing. And I think the murder probably in Libya was probably an organized group that was taking advantage of that mob protest. But still, the mob was violent in itself. And I think, they should be reacting different. But also, we should know that that's not the mainstream Islam that you're seeing there. It's a few extremists, and they are exhibiting extreme behavior in response to something that was truly insulting. But that's no excuse for it. But I think really a lot of those people, it's not religion so much as politics and that sort of thing. It disguised as religion. And I think the Muslim faith, most Muslims don't believe it's right to take violent action, even if you're insulted, even if someone insults your religion. So I think what you're seeing is extremist behavior. And there's extremists in all religions, Jewish religion, Christian religion, Hinduism in India. They all have their extremist factions, and I think that's what you're seeing in these protests.
Yeah. Ivan Elin, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. We hope to have you back on down the road of peace. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Around the bend here on America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders. A lot of you have sent me emails about Nail the Score. What is Nail the Score? I briefly heard you mention it. All right, here's the scoop. You can be a part of Nail the Score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week on our Wednesday into Thursday show. So let's just call it Thursday morning in the third hour. And if you send me an email, you know what the game is. You can listen to us anytime, you know, even on AmericaTonight.net. Of course, on your favorite radio stations across the great country. Awesome radio affiliates. But if for some reason you're somewhere else and you can't get it or whatever it is, just go to AmericaTonight.net and you'll hear me. And you'll be able to send me an email with what your guess is on Nail the Score. Once we have a game, who's going to win, what's the score going to be? Don't have to know anything about football. very much like playing the lottery without the money involved. You're just circling numbers after all, so it's kind of the same thing. We actually had a winner. We hadn't had a winner in 2 years. It was a drought. Chris in Connecticut won it 2 years ago. Now Dave in Vermont is the winner. We're packing up his prize pack to deliver him to him in just a few weeks, and it's very exciting because Dave has listened to the show for quite a long time. So you could be a winner. Just remember that. It's easy. Week two in the NFL. We got it locked and loaded. We'll see if anybody nails it this time around. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
Thanks, Homer. This from Patricia in Connecticut. Hello, Kate Delaney. Love your show. I have to tell you, what's happened in Libya is appalling. There is no reason for violence. I agree with Hillary Clinton. Of course there isn't. Doesn't help the ambassador's family or the others who were killed, their families either. I understand one had a young child. Yeah, the couple of them had kids, and one had pretty much almost a newborn, and that's got to be rough information. So as they pull the pieces together, what's interesting, thanks Patricia, is was there actually a some kind of a warning that this attack was going to happen? I was looking at a couple of different papers, some overseas papers, and some of them were reporting that the Egyptian intelligence folks were actually, the Jerusalem Post is saying this, were warned about attacks on Israel and U.S. embassies, that a jihadi group was planning to do that in Cairo, and they knew it. They knew it for, well, at least a week or so. And the attack was planned, and this is just reports, by Global Jihad. It's the group that is also suspected of killing 16 Egyptian border guards in Sinai back in the beginning of August, and they are out to do a couple of other things, and perhaps this was one of them. The film that's getting all the attention, or getting part of the attention, that was supposed to be at the heart of all these attacks when it initially was announced, I think is just a fraud, slop together thing, and was dubbed over and was meant to incite something, because they have a 14-minute trailer, and it was smacked onto YouTube. So you have anti-Islamic remarks, clearly dubbed over whatever the real words were terrible editing, all that kind of stuff. And so this is looked like it was supposed to be some cheesy little thing that was thrown up there. They're even talking about it being a hoax because the facts don't add up. The Atlantic is saying that. The Christian Science Monitor has had reporters digging into it, and we're not surprised by this because of everything we heard. The guy, Sam Basili, which is a fake name, is an Egyptian guy who is a ex-con. What wasn't it for him? I guess the attention to try to drive more money into the film. Who knows? And the attack on those diplomats had nothing to do with the film against Islam. It was planned in advance because of September 11th. I mean, let's just put that one to bed. Let's just put it to bed for sure. Here's another one. This is from Pete, listening in Illinois. Hello, America. Tonight, here's the deal. I think we need to pull our money from Libya. I know some would be appalled by that. I get it that there's some good, kind, wonderful, sweet Muslims and people that we need to supposedly help. Everybody needs our help. Everybody needs our help, and then they crawl over a wall and set our flags on fire. I think, if nothing else, pulling out of Libya financially for at least a couple of months shows them we're here for you, but once you allow things to happen like they've been happening the last couple of days, we can easily step aside. I don't think that will happen. I don't think that will happen. But I do think we need to sit there and look at the chessboard and figure out who are we supporting, what are we supporting, Let's find out everything we can as we're dumping money into these different areas. You think of this new government in Libya and then also in Egypt. And what kind of government is it? I mean, what kind of government is it when yes, things can happen, but the things that have been happening and the things that have been said as a result of it more than should be called into question. Here's one from Hal, who says, Kate, this whole idea of the film is stupid because it's a fake, hoax, stupid film that was thrown on the internet. It's too bad this moron has gotten people killed, because even if it isn't in any way related to Libya, I have to think it's going to be related into the deaths of some other people in the near future, including the situation in Egypt. Yeah. Somebody said to me today, did you notice it was an Al-Qaeda production? meaning the film was just slapped together. And they were talking about that they had a budget of $5 million, not the 14-minute trailer that was YouTubed. Absolutely not. Moving on to Joe, who says, boy, I am so tired of all of the noise, both outside our borders and inside our borders. We need a break. Kate, I'll tell you, I could go away in the mountains for probably 6 months and be fine and then go back to my wife and kids. I love my wife and kids, but just being in society, I could easily drop out and live off the grid. How cool would that be? I wouldn't have to deal with any of this nonsense. I wouldn't have to hear it constantly. I thank you for your fine work. You are the only person who keeps me informed, as I refuse to listen to the other stuff. Yeah, I think a lot of people, when we have overload, with especially with the cycles that are happening now, meaning the elections, the economic problems, now we're seeing overseas problems, but we constantly get smashed by it. I think that's the reason why so many people have the great escape of football, baseball, or doing their own athletic thing, or go to the movies, or whatever it might be. I always say this as we head into the weekend. There's no better feeling than jumping on a bike and riding a few miles, or smashing a golf ball. Even if you don't golf, that makes it that much better. Go out to one of those ranges and just set up and try to hit the ball. And I'm telling you, when you start to bash that ball around, you'll feel very good, my friends, once that happens and you make the connection. But escaping with the movies, too, is another good thing to do. All right, remember, you can always send me your thoughts. How do you do that? You go to the website. The website is americatonight.net.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.